Good morning. How's everyone doing? Great. Very excited to be here and to share with you the story of our young people in Fresno, California. So my disclaimer. A little bit about what I'm going to talk about this morning is a story of our students who were engaged in a youth-led community project to convert one of the liquor stores in their community neighborhoods and to help them provide more access to healthy produce and other healthier choice foods in their community. We at YLI, we are the Youth Leadership Institute, and we like to build communities that invest in young people. We really are working to change the community perception of young people as negative assets and really try to increase their perception in communities that young people are positive assets and that have a lot of energy, knowledge, skills, and insights to contribute to community change. We worked on this program really taking a look at Fresno County, which is in the heart of the Central Valley of California. We are one of the largest agricultural producing communities, and we want to look at healthy food access for our young people in our urban areas. So we worked together with the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Project, and that's otherwise known as CROP, and they wanted to have a youth council. So we worked with them to produce a youth council to provide youth insights. So we're going to talk a little bit about the conversion, some of the results, and the lessons learned and recommendations. So at the Youth Leadership Institute, here are a couple of our nutrition-focused youth councils. We really utilize environmental prevention strategies to help improve communities and to allow young people and other community members, adults as well, to making the right choice the easy choice. So we worked with Students Against Lame, Unhealthy Decisions, or our SALUD councils within Fresno County. And we also worked on the Healthy Empowered Youth, or the HAY project. This is young people in Marin counties working on school level wellness policies. So a little bit about Fresno County and healthy food access. Fresno is one of the most productive agricultural centers in the nation. How many of you are familiar with the Central Valley, sort of all the stories of our great agricultural history? So we're very, very proud of our ag status. However, unfortunately, many residents, especially in our urban and rural areas, do not have access to affordable, high-quality produce. Many areas of urban Fresno, the city, are considered food deserts. So a little bit about CROP. They have youth councils in five Central Valley counties. Our Fresno County Council wanted to have an urban youth council focused specifically on access to nutrition in urban areas. So at the Youth Leadership Institute, we recruited 20 young people to engage in this project. We had five youth leaders in particular who kind of served as the urban youth council. They went through some extensive training in order to sort of develop their leadership skills. And then they also engaged their peers at two urban high schools to help with the implementation of the corner store conversion. Our young people were recruited through our networks at Fresno State University and also at through our Friday Night Live chapters. And Friday Night Live is a statewide partnership where young people are engaged in leadership around alcohol prevention, as well as other environmental prevention strategies, so food, nutrition, and other activities, education equity. So the students went through leadership training. We did some training around action research. Of course, a lot of team building activities, media advocacy, sort of how the media communicates information about health and nutrition, as well as how to communicate information about the project that they were working on. And they also went through some trainings on public speaking. So really, why this approach? And why involve youth? So a little bit about Youth Leadership Institute's commitment to young people. We work in four counties across California. We are in Marin County, San Francisco County, San Mateo County, and in the Central Valley in Fresno County in particular. really we believe that young people are sort of the one of the building blocks of our community. And we really believe that it's important to engage young people in around and give them power around decision making for choices that affect them directly. And we know that their own health and the health outcomes of our community are going to be directly tied to the choices that our young people make, and we want to be able to empower them in those decisions. We also want to give them a sense to engage in their community. And for us in particular, taking a look at action research, we want to be able to have young people have the power to tell the story of their communities, not just anecdotally, but also give them sort of that experience in terms of taking a look at being able to analyze data and be able to communicate that back out to the community in a way that, everyone can understand. So a little bit about the action research that the young people looked at. Some of the assessment methods that we used included community mapping. So they actually went out and did some mapping about access to grocery stores, fresh produce, and also sort of the access to alcohol and other factors. They did took a lot of photos, did a lot of observation, sort of different behaviors of people going in and out of the stores, and then they also conducted interviews. They also profiled the community using census data, as well as data from the United States Department of Agriculture and alcohol, and made the Alcohol Beverage Control Bureau as well. Of course, what they found was a lack of access to healthy, culturally appropriate, and affordable foods, and as well as stores offering WIC in Southeast Fresno. So they found that while a lot of our community members were WIC recipients, they didn't have a lot of access to that. Also found an oversaturation of alcohol access and a lot of lack of access to places for physical activity. So they packaged this in a photo voice presentation. So based on these findings, the young people really wanted to reach out to a corner store owner to see if they could get them to switch and maybe put a stronger emphasis on providing fresh fruits and vegetables as opposed to alcohol and sugary snacks and things like that. So they went to several different corner stores in Southeast Fresno, and most of them said no. And there was one great owner of a shop called Latino Market, and they were selected to work with them. So the what they did was they developed a tool to interview and survey the store owner regarding products sold in the store, and as well as the perceived barriers. So what did the store owner see as the perceived barriers to selling fresh fresh vegetables and fruits? And they also did an in-depth needs assessment of the store's infrastructure to determine the resources needed to provide produce. So they wanted to make sure that there was going to be, you know, sort of, it wouldn't be a long-term operational cost to provide the refrigeration units and other things for the produce. So a little bit about the actual conversion. Of course, they needed to have not only the produce demand, so they also needed to make sure that the supply was there. And of course, in Fresno, you would think it would be very, very easy to have access to fresh produce and vegetables, but the case is that it's more profitable for them to actually sell the produce in other regions of the state as well as the country. So right here in the backyard, it usually is difficult to get somebody, especially to distribute at wholesale prices to just one small little corner store. So you really see that they would usually, the produce vendors want retail prices at that rate. So they wanted to do that. They also wanted to interview and make sure they're providing the right products for the community. A little bit about some of the community input. This is really, really key and important. They wanted to be able to assess the needs of the community, what kind of foods they would like, how much they would be willing to pay, and also how many of them use EBT and were WIC recipients. They hosted a community forum, so they kind of began to build relationships with the community and let them know that the young people were there to really try to engage and help the community. One of these things that was very important was also to communicate. So they did a survey with the community members, but they also wanted to let them know, hey, we're listening, we hear you, and changes are coming based on your input. So they regularly visited the community to talk with residents. They met with the Board of Supervisors and the Mayor of Fresno in order to gain their support and let them know sort of the kind of work that young people were engaged in terms of taking a look at the community and making change. And they also promoted their work through flyers and radio interviews. So you can kind of see an example here of some of the marketing materials the students use throughout the neighborhood. And this really was targeting an area of about 90 residents in one census tract, just to kind of give you a sense of the scope of the neighborhood. So a few images here, before and after the store conversion. So you can see the top left shows a lot of alcohol advertising, so a giant Bud Light banner there. And you can also see some of the rows of condiments and chips and things like that. Afterwards, they replaced the advertising there with a banner displaying the access to healthier options. And then you can see some of the examples of the produce and then the refrigeration unit, which the young people were able to get another additional grant in order to purchase the unit for the store. So really, some of the activities that the youth engaged in creating the changes, they really worked on grouping the healthier beverages together and separating them from soda. So when you first walked in the store, all the sugar-sweetened beverages were kind of mixed in with some of the healthier options, and then a lot of sugar-sweetened juice, things like that, were kind of all grouped together. They wanted to move the healthy food items kind of in one area of the store, and the healthier snacks at the front, sort of the impulse purchases. And they also wanted to help make it easier to navigate the store, so if you came into the store and you knew you were looking for healthier options, you would go directly to that area. Just based on their interviews with the store owner, they were able to see that the store owner really was interested in becoming a WIC vendor. A lot of the recipients were WIC, a lot of the neighborhood members were WIC recipients, but they didn't have an option to purchase. So more examples of some of the changes that the students made, especially around alcohol and separating those, the Alka-Pops away from the sort of the rock star and the regular energy drinks. So of course we want to be able to share this sort of change within this neighborhood and celebrate the neighborhood's commitment to change by promoting it at events. So we'd had a big community media event. We had a lot of our assembly members and other politicians there to help give proclamations to the neighborhood and to the store owner for really making that commitment to change. So a little bit about challenges and successes in this project. There was some product and profit loss in the sale of produce as they kind of worked and tweaked. We did do the community survey, but we did find that there were some more robust produce options that kind of had a little more shelf life, and that whereas people maybe would have self-reported that they would have purchased certain items, we kind of really kind of began to see what the actual behaviors were. Changes in store ownership, and really the commitment that you really must maintain a consistent presence in the community. So the young people, it takes a lot of legwork to make this commitment to change. But we did have a lot of successes, and we were able to get our store owner WIC certified. So he now is showing you can see here number two, he is showing an increased profit now because of being able to take the WIC vouchers. So he's actually making more money now than he did before. Increase awareness of food justice issues within the community for our young people, increase access to and visibility of healthy foods within that neighborhood, and decrease saturation of alcohol marketing. And of course, what we're really about is increasing those skills and the capacity of young people to get involved in this community change project. So a couple of the key lessons learned and takeaways from this. You know, for us, we really believe that youth engagement is the key to making it sustainable. They will be around 30, 40 years from now, and consumers in these neighborhoods, so it's really key to having that sustainability. And also, it's much easier for young people to reach out and make connections in the community than it would for, say, some of our some other sort of what people are seen as more systems people coming into these neighborhoods. Community engagement throughout the process increases ownership and buy-in, especially when you communicate those ideas that we're listening to you, we've heard your voices, and we are willing to make change. Some of the perceived barriers that we saw, which really need to be mitigated, are the idea that they will lose revenue in alcohol sales. Alcohol is a big revenue generator for these markets, and they really are concerned about having the wholesale prices for the produce, as well as not being unsure about what consumers want. So next steps for this work are sort of taking a look at the long-term sustainability and economic viability of the storm makeovers, thinking about replication that includes cultural competency. Really, scalability is going to be is an issue. There is a lot of legwork. And thinking about ways to connect what we've learned with our public policymakers. So being able to talk with our local public health department about sort of creating access to WIC certification for these vendors could be a huge way to drive incentives for these conversions. And we just need to figure out a way to make that systemic. So that's a little bit about our story in Fresno, what our young people have been up to. I'm very, very excited to be here and share that with you today. Thank you.